Joker told me I had AIDS.
Okay.
In case the audio wasn't clear, that's Haley Joel Osment from The Sixth Sense telling Wilford Brimley and some lady that Walker told him, I have AIDS.
And the reason that we opened our podcast with that will become apparent.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. All right.
That was Damien's idea.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Well, hi, everybody.
This is very important. Hi.
Welcome to our podcast. I'm Simca Fisher.
I'm Damien Fisher.
And this is our podcast.
Yeah, I think we better make this one free ahead of time. Just because this is, I can see where this is going.
It's going to be worth every penny, I guarantee it.
Before we go anywhere, I just wanted to congratulate you.
Why is that?
Well, for the Whole Miss America thing.
Oh, okay.
Well, they decided to cancel their swimsuit competition. And that was only after you went ahead and bought a 2-piece swimsuit, and they knew they just couldn't compete. There was no way. They said, we're just going to shut this down.
Oh, that's stupid.
I know. It is.
Thank you.
It's not the stupidest thing that we're going to get to, though.
No, it's not. Do you want to talk about the thing? Do you want to get it out of the way, or do you want to work our way up to it? Why don't we work our way up to it?
We could.
I have some other stupid yeah. things to talk about.
Yes.
Last week we were talking about those awful those nice nature things that we found that turned out to be horrible nature things.
Oh right, the wasp globes,
wasp galls. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's these pretty little green balls. We bring them home. We find out they're wasp larvae inside. That's what they are. They're cook. So I threw them. So somebody's like, oh, that's who. Oh, it was Katrina Fernandez, who's like a fount of like stuff you didn't want to know. I know.
Is it disgusting and upsetting? It's go to Katrina Fernandez.
Kind of. No, that's actually this is a well. Apparently, when you eat figs, apparently this is a well-known thing that when you eat figs, you're very likely eating like mummified wasps along with it.
That's dreadful.
Yeah, because like the females go into the plant. They crawl, they, I don't even understand. It's this whole like complex. It's like one of those things where like God went to a lot of trouble to make a very intricate, complicated thing. And then you get wasps out of it. It's like, I don't know what you're doing.
What was he doing with that?
I don't know.
That was,
yeah.
Does Frank Sheed cover that in Theology for Beginners?
I haven't gotten that. Like, I think that might be Theology for Mediums.
For mediums,
yeah.
that's slightly advanced. Is it
what's the deal with the wasps?
Chapter titled "What the Fuck, Dude."
No. I don't really I did not follow all the ins and outs of what it is that wasps, the way of a wasp with a fig, but apparently, like parts of them fall off, oh, and God, then they get into the wrong fig. And I don't eat figs. I know a few people who are really, really into figs, and I'm like, I know. That it can't be because of the taste, because we've all had Fig Newtons.
Oh, they're the worst.
And that you eat them because that's what your mother got, but you don't eat them because you want them.
No one wants them.
Except,
no one.
I have one good thing about Fig Newtons. Remember when Lucy, do you remember when Lucy was little? Do you remember what she used to call them?
Oh, yes.
She used to call them Fruit Snootons. So cute. She also used to ask for granola bars, but she didn't really know 100% what the word was, so she knew it started with a G and it ended with an A, but what the in between part she would say,
right.
Mama, can I have a bar? She'd just emerge at the other end. Of course I would give her one. Oh, what a cute kid. What a cute kid. Here's something stupid, as long as we're talking about stupid stuff.
Oh yes.
Somebody on Twitter asked the what the heck is it called? The geologic survey?
The United States Geological Survey.
Why are they called a survey? I don't understand.
I don't know.
That.
It's not my deal.
That has always confused me. Anyway, somebody tweeted at them asking whether it would be okay to roast marshmallows over the volcano, or like, would they taste bad? And they're like, dude, don't
do that.
Don't do that. You're supposed to be evacuating. And apparently, yeah, like they with the sulfur and stuff, it doesn't pair well with marshmallows, and it would be
in the vog.
Oh, yes, a new word along with fruit snootens. We can introduce you to the word vog, which is
volcanic fog.
Smog. Yeah, and apparently it's bad stuff.
You don't want to be cooking with it.
You were in Hawaii when there was a volcano, were you not?
Yes.
As a child in one of your stories.
It smelled
Thanksgiving.
Bad.
Yeah.
It smells bad.
Is it like an eggy egg?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very lots of sulfur. Mm-hmm. It was hot.
is that what you were? Did you?
I was a little kid.
Did you get to see it, though? Did you get it all?
I don't recall. Yeah. I recall, like, steam and bad smells.
Yeah. So pretty much like home.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Boy, we are really briskly moving along. I know. Last week, we were kvetching, as I recall, about the terrible anti-vaxxers who quashed the Lyme disease vaccine because
they're so smart.
Well, yeah, because, and it's the same thing with this is part of the reason that some of the vaccines are not quite as, like, they need boosters and some such that they didn't need because they ended up taking out ingredients that weren't actually harmful, but which enough people were convinced were harmful. So they took them out. So now they don't work as well. So that's awesome. But anyway, so they did have a Lyme vaccine that worked well. But there was some kind of foo-foo about it, and so people got scared, so they yanked it from the market. What I'm trying to tell you is they have one again. French drug manufacturer, Valneva, has announced they successfully completed the first ever human trial of a vaccine against the disease. 96% effective. At a reasonably low price, no known side effects, no known adverse effects.
Well, you do grow a second butt.
Well, I mean, and that's where the steam and the bad smells comes in, because in this day and age, you know, Corey was having a hard time the other day, and, you know, I mean, she was screaming and hitting people. And
Corey?
And I couldn't get her, you know, it was like 5 o'clock, and I'm like, dude, I have to make supper. I just couldn't, I was so done with her. They're so terrible in the car. We have to make special rules about not attacking people in the car, and if you attack people, I'm going to allow them to attack you back. This is an actual conversation I've had more than once. So then we get home, and I have to make supper, and Corey's all upset, and Dora comes down, and she picks up Corey, and takes her away, and she comes back 5 minutes later, and Corey, I mean, she's, like, red in the face, she's, like, sweating, there's tears running down her face, she's, like, showing all of her teeth, but she has, she has a lot of teeth.
That's such a bad sign when they start baring their teeth.
So she comes back, and she's happy, and she's all relaxed, and she's, like, patting people on the back and stuff. I'm like, what did you do? She's like, we had to talk about butts. She's speaking her language. that and Mr. Poop. That's just, you know, she says, Mama, knock, knock. Who's there? Mr. Poop. And I don't think so. Declined. Oh my gosh.
She loves just, poop jokes.
Yeah, poo-poo, Mr. Poo-poo. And sometimes when we're driving around, she sings, you know, the Bob Dylan song, Must Be Santa. I guess it's not a Bob Dylan song, but must be, you know, Must Be Santa, Santa. Well, we're driving along, and she goes, poo, 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 poo. in and out of season.
Doesn't even have to be Christmas.
Yeah, she's truly obnoxious. Luckily, she's also very, very beautiful.
Yes.
And she'll come up to me. Yeah. She'll come up to me and say, Mama, you're the best. She means it, too.
Oh, so. I know. She's completely sincere.
Oh, what an exhausting kid. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Lyme disease vaccine. Yay. Coming out soon. They think reasonably soon, which is great. I have been terrified about Lyme disease. It's so awful. And it never leaves you alone, you know? So
right.
That would be great. Stupid ticks all over the place.
Speaking of stupid ticks.
Yes.
Wasn't there an interesting endorsement that came out recently? Speaking of stupid, like, I'm not good at transitions.
Yeah, you said things. What, do you want the ottoman or something?
No, I was stretching.
Oh, okay. Yes, I was privy to certain information today. It was on the website of one Christendom college. Wait a minute. I think I've got it.
Do you have it right here?
I believe I do. Wait a second. I think I closed it. I don't want to feel like I'm misrepresenting anything, so I'm going to read it directly from This is pretty good radio here while clicking. Okay. At www.christendom, that's with a T, .edu.
Yeah.
Because that's where all the EDU happens. Here it is. This is on the Christendom website, on their news.
It's on their website.
On their website.
They think this is a big deal.
It is a big deal. What are you talking about?
This
is the biggest deal that ever was. Film and television legend Chuck Norris recommended Christendom College, the only Catholic college on the list, as a top college of choice in a new article at WorldNet Daily. Wait, the second paragraph is better. It says, Norris, a New York Times best-selling author. Is that part of the great books? Or
I don't.
warned students and parents about the progressive transformation, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And I read the thing, and it's your typical, you know, I can't say anything bad about Chuck Norris.
He seems like a nice guy.
He seems like a really nice guy. And he...
all right, well...
He tells people they have AIDS, but
He was, quote, it's strange, given Christendom's constituency.
Yep.
And I've had enough to drink that I'm amazed I was able to say that.
I know, that was good.
That was very good. Anyway... He has gone on the record saying that Christians should be hugging Muslims.
What?
So, I just want to get this straight, people.
But is it a side hug?
I just want to get this straight. You're going to send your kid to Christendom. That kid's going to get AIDS, and he's going to end up hugging Muslims.
Yeah.
That's what they're endorsing here.
Yeah.
Where is the... I want a front page expose on this in The Wanderer by tomorrow.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. Could we do that? Maybe we could pitch that.
We can... Who can we send in a tip to?
There's countless sources who would pick that up in a like that.
That kind of heartbeat.
Well,
yeah.
They've had a lot of popcorn and butter today. So it sounds like that. You know, wheeze a little bit when they answer the phone. I do have to say Chuck Norris seems like a nice guy, except he did endorse Mike Huckabee for president, and I think that's a disqualifier right there.
Mike Huckabee,
you know in your heart that Mike Huckabee has sincerely had the argument about whether or not Italians are white. We all know this.
I remember when he started to climb in the polls. This is my favorite thing about Mike Huckabee. And Drudge Report, which I used to visit frequently at the time, had one of his giant banner headlines, and it said, Huckaboom, boom, boom.
I had a picture of him and his family
Christmas
with those
card
oh gosh.
Wearing like matching like those Icelandic sweaters with the big red snowflakes on them, and they're all 400 pounds. So mean.
You cannot trust Mike Huckabee. First he's fat, then he's skinny, then he's fat. Pick a lane, buddy.
Pick a lane, buddy. I know. Well, he's the guy, you know, I had memories of Mike Huckabee. You remember him.
Do you think Chuck Norris gave him AIDS?
They were sharing a milkshake or something. You know, Chuck Norris invented his own kind of thing, like martial arts. It's called like Huck Puck Chuck or something.
No, he didn't. He did.
No, he
stole that idea from Bruce Lee.
Oh.
He's most famous for getting his ass kicked by Bruce Lee.
Okay, which leads me to my point. Do you think Bruce Lee would let him get away with that? Stealing something?
No, but Bruce Lee's dead.
Oh.
So he can do whatever he wants.
So like he was in the process of getting his martial arts idea back from Chuck Norris when he died?
I'm not saying that Chuck Norris killed Bruce Lee. I'm just putting the facts out there.
That's another... You know what? We need like a 24-hour devoted tip line person who can send these things to...
Right into The Wanderer.
Like, oh, you know what? Canon 212. If you're not familiar with Canon 212, it's... This is the main reason I've been putting off getting a spiritual director, because he's gonna tell me don't go looking at Canon 212. What did I tell you? I was in confession the other day.
But Father, huckaboom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom. You don't understand the sweaters. So I'm just, it's a regular confession, and he gets all up in my case, and he's like being sympathetic and like bringing stuff out of me, and I'm crying. It was horrible. Like, I was just there to confess my sins and go. I had shopping to do.
Yeah.
But he made it into this whole like sacrament. It was awful.
I hate that.
It was horrible. And then he's like, I know. And then he's like, well, come in first. Why don't you come in for spiritual direction? And I'm like, okay, maybe I will. And he says, just say you're the one who was crying in confession. I'm like, well, wait a damn minute. Like, I thought everybody cried in confession. Apparently not.
Some people can control themselves.
Well, some people are not expecting things. I don't know. I had to go shopping. I was expecting to go all day. That's what I was expecting. So,
and you did.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah. Get your stuff together.
Yeah, I'd clean up my eyeliner.
Anyway, I just, when I chose a college,
yeah.
I chose it because it was the institution endorsed by Chachi. why did you pick the school that we went to?
Well, I spent most of my senior year in a cornfield, as I recall.
I've been to that cornfield.
Well, it's a good place to lie down and feel terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah. And so that's what I did. And then the college that I went to was not super fussy about transcripts. and I don't know, I met my husband there, so it worked out.
Oh, that's good.
You know.
Thank you, Chachi.
There's their title.
You're right.
Yeah, I don't know. I wanted to sit down and write out a whole bunch of jokes about the Christendom Chuck Norris thing, but it's just so damn cute. I can't.
They're so thrilled.
I know. They're really excited. They ran right over and put it on Facebook. You could tell it was like, the news came in late at night and they're like,
Chuck Norris. Check it out, Chuck Norris.
I mean.
He has a cigar line. Like the Chuck Norris cigar, and it all goes to a charity to help kids learn how to kick people in the face.
About time.
He seems like a genuine, like, nice guy and someone who tries to live his Christian faith. Mm-hmm. Like, he turned down a role in those terrible Expendables movies. Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, okay. Because they weren't Christian enough.
Too much cussing.
Oh.
I appreciate stuff like that, actually. He seems like a really nice guy, and...
A lot of the people at Christendom seem like really nice guys, too.
I'm sure they're really nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't let my daughter stare any of these idiots, but still. No. What?
Well, our oldest daughter went to the prom, and I was checking out her outfit and everything, and I said, are you sure you want to wear those boots? And she said, yes, they have steel toes. And I said, okay, that is how you go to the prom. She had that figured out all by herself. Like, you are on the right track. And she didn't even have to go to Chuck Norris school to learn how to kick anybody. She didn't do
it all by herself. Well, she has the violent disposition. She's more on the Irish side of the family.
This is true. This is true. Jews are not kickers in general.
Yeah.
We will attack people in the back of a car.
Smack them around and scratch them.
Well, that kid, this is Benny. She's six. Oh, she somehow...
I love her. She's such a great kid. She's a wonderful little kid, but she's
such a savage when she gets into the car. She's so terrible. Well, today, she somehow managed... I can't figure this out. She hurt herself. I hear her wailing and sobbing and, you know... it's the end of the day. I do not have tons of sympathy left. So, you know, I count to five and then I make my face look sad and I go in there, oh, what's the matter? What happened? I hit my head on the wall and I was holding a rock up on my head. So I hit my head on the rock on the wall. Oh, that's so strange. How did you do that? I could see that it hurt, but I'm like, how did you do that? Why did you do that?
That was a rock fact.
Poor kid.
Oh boy.
She's not old enough to be embarrassed about it.
I know. Oh, we have a review.
Yes.
We saw a movie.
We actually watched, well, I was going to say we watched a movie all the way through. Actually, in fact, it took us two nights, but it was a long movie.
We're old.
In our defense.
It was two hours and 45 minutes. Longish movie. Yeah.
It was definitely long.
And I thought it was like, it's a solid B. I would say.
Well, I kept on asking myself if I would have had a different perception of this movie if we had watched it all the way through. All right, we should say the name of it. It's what? The Place Beyond the Pines, it's called.
It's with what's his Ryan name? Gosling mm-hmm. and what's his butt? Mm-hmm. That other guy.
Yeah.
And anyway, Ryan Gosling is probably the best working leading man actor out there, yeah. I would say.
Yeah, I mean, as long as he's in the right role.
As long as he doesn't have to say anything. Great. I'm not.
No, that's true. I mean,
he does a lot of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's it? Bradley Cooper is the other guy.
Okay.
And it takes the trappings of a crime drama, and it's trying to tell like a god haunted story about family. And the first two parts are excellent,
mm-hmm.
and I would say the final part should have been longer. It
should
like,
have been something.
It's missing something, and I don't know quite what.
Yeah, like I don't know what happened. Like the bottom fell out somehow.
Yeah.
It was very good.
It's still good, yeah.
And I didn't exactly have a quibble with it. It was just the first two parts where it hit me so hard. It might have just been, I don't know. And the way the first two parts ended was so ballsy.
I know.
I cannot remember the last time I've seen a movie that just like took the wind out of my sail in a good way, you know?
Right.
It was like, I can't believe you just did that. But, you know, and I mean, it wasn't like a gimmick or something. Boy, I don't want to give too much away. But the acting was fantastic. Gorgeous, gorgeous movie. Just some of the characters in it, like holy mackerel. The partner.
Oh, yes.
That he finds.
And there's
it's hard to talk about this movie without.
There's some imagery in there mm-hmm. right from the very beginning. And in all of the parts that I'm still trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what exactly this is going on here.
Yeah, it would be worth watching it again.
It would. And it opens with an uncut tracking shot, which you only do if you feel like you know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
And this guy, I think it's Derek C. in France, who made it, knows what the fuck he's doing. He's really good.
Yeah.
But you're not going to. It's not those movies like you watch it and you're like, well, that was a waste of time. You're going
to
watch it and
you'll
be like, this was really,
about.
There's something here and it's worth thinking about. It's definitely worth watching.
I wish they had worked on it for another 6 weeks or something.
I just, you know what? I feel like they probably were forced to cut down.
Mm-hmm. It could have been a 3 hour, 3.5 hour movie.
I want it more out of the final. It's broken up into three parts
mm-hmm.
and the third part, where it really needs to all come together, it just doesn't quite, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
It's like it's missing a chapter.
Yeah, I'd be interested if anybody else has seen this movie, what you think of it, because I didn't know what to think. I just didn't know what to think.
There was a scene in there where it just hooks you, like in the first part mm-hmm. early on.
More than one scene, I mean, boy. All right. Good. We watched a movie. We actually managed to. It's so hard to watch a movie. I will sit and watch, you know, episodes of a TV show for 2.5 hours, but I will not watch an hour and a half movie.
It requires a lot more attention.
Yeah.
And some effort sometimes.
You are correct.
You know what I watched? And I watch movies in parts because I'm a terrible degenerate.
Boy, they'll get a low bar there.
I know. But I finished... Jackie Brown recently,
mm-hmm.
which is the good Quentin Tarantino movie.
Oh.
And
I think it's the only one or one of the few I haven't seen, actually.
It's really quite good. He's telling a mature story
mm-hmm.
with real characters.
It must be from a while ago.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it didn't do well, so then he retreated into his masturbatory Quentin
Tarantino. I was
going to
say, he gets out and pulls his pants down and says, Quentin Tarantino, wah!
Yeah,
like,
this isn't.
Yes, you are.
This isn't like this. There's a lot going on here to this movie. Huh. I recommend it.
All right. Do you want to hear about Danny DeVito? Sorry, switching gears. Speaking of things that I'm not sure what to think about, quick. I'll just get it over with.
Let's do it because I'm not a DeVito fan, but
he always seemed like he is who he is anyway.
That's true.
A gal couldn't get a date for the prom, so she. For some reason, spent $100 to get a printout of like a cardboard cutout, life size cutout of Danny DeVito, and brought that to the prom. Like attached it to some kind of scooter.
$100 for Danny DeVito? I think for like $150, she could have gotten Danny DeVito.
Anyway, he found out about it and he took a cutout of her to Patty's Pub. That's it, and that's all. Now you know everything.
Is that creepy or sweet?
I don't know. It had a picture. I thought it would have been creepier if he had shown up, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either. We'll just move along.
Yeah. It's like much news involving Danny DeVito. We're going to pretend that didn't happen.
Do you want to do the... This is stupid. I'll skip that. I have a Corey story, though.
Yes.
So, Dora's home from college for the summer, so she's hanging around. Corey's having, like, her third breakfast or something. Dora's having her first breakfast. And Dora gets up to go to the bathroom, and then she comes back, and Corey says, "So, how was the bathroom?" She hangs around with older people all the time, and she picks up these little speech patterns. She's not 100% sure how you're supposed to use them, but she will try. So?
How was the bathroom?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right. Do you want to hear a dang old poem?
Let's go for the poem.
All right. It's a real pick-me-up, believe me.
Oh, good.
Wait a minute, I gotta find it. All right, this is by Donald Justice, a man who, being named Donald Justice, basically had to be a poet. Okay. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and hold my microphone if you're ready. Okay. This is called In Bertram's Garden. Jane looks down at her organdy skirt as if it somehow were the thing disgraced for being there on the floor in the dirt. As she catches it up about her waist, smooths it out along one hip, and pulls it over the crumpled slip. On the porch, green-shuttered, cool, asleep is Bertram, that bronze boy, who, having wound her around a spool, sends her spinning like a toy out to the garden all alone to sit and weep on a bench of stone. Soon the purple dark must bruise lily and bleeding heart and rose, and the little Cupid lose eyes and ears and chin and nose, and Jane lie down with others soon, naked to the naked moon.
Walker told me I had AIDS.
What's the matter with you? What is the matter with you?